Oh, there, Sally. Oh, kiddo, sacco, bino, kiddo, kid. How are you, Sally?
Oh, Cecil, you're feeling good.
No, I've got a toothache. Hooray!
Oh, Cecil, what are you feeling so happy about?
Well, little gal, I'm always happy. There's something in this heart of mine.
Well, it's a good thing there's something in your heart, because I'm sure there's nothing in your head.
I don't care for that last remark.
What happened, Cecil? Did you find some money or something?
I don't need money to make me happy. What's money? Poof, it's nothing.
Goodness, you are on top of the world. Why, Cecil, I didn't know that you could tap dance.
Sure, look, never took a lesson. What would I do with a lesson?
Learn how to dance.
I don't like that remark either. What do you know about that?
Cecil, who left you $1 million?
Come on, you want to wrestle with me?
You mean dance?
No. Oh, but I feel so happy I want to sock somebody in the eye.
Well, goodness, don't pick on me.
You know why I'm happy?
No, I can't imagine why.
Well, it's a long, long story. Do you want to hear it?
Yes. Are we going someplace?
Oh, we are not.
Well, what in the world are you bubbling for?
Hey, listen. Why weren't you at the store today?
Well, why aren't you at the store?
I asked you first. Why didn't you go down to the store?
Because I overslept this morning and then decided I'd stay at home. Why aren't you at the store?
Well, it's a long, long story. Do you want to hear it?
For goodness sake, yes, tell it.
Well, little child woman, it's like this.
Oh, Cecil, don't call me that. I hate that.
Oh, I like it. I read it in a Western story. The big He-Man cowboy.
What's a He-Man, Cecil?
Oh, a He-Man's a He-Man. And in the story, he called his little prairie flower. He called her little child woman.
And so you decided to call me that, huh? Well, I don't like it. I'd rather be called cactus plant.
Well, that's a sticker. Anyhow, where was I before I was so rudely interrupted?
You were going to tell me something. Whatever it is that makes you act like you won the world.
Oh, don't cheat me today. I own the world and a few planets thrown in for good measure.
Cecil, stop dancing around and come down to Earth.
Oh, no, you come up here with me in the clouds. Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Tell me how and I will.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Well, it's a long, long story. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
You know, you should have come down to the store this morning. You made me have a hard time getting off this afternoon.
Oh, so you were at work this morning, huh?
I were. Hey, why don't you wear those kind of dresses down the store? You look cute in them.
Oh, Cecil, do I really?
Well, maybe it's the dress. I don't know.
Well, this is just an old gingham house dress. I couldn't wear it outside.
Well, where else would you wear it if you didn't wear it outside?
Inside.
That's another world problem settled. Today.
Cecil, what are you feeling so happy for? I'll bet you looked in your pocket and found some money you didn't know you had.
Oh, any old time, I don't know when I've got some money.
Well, I can't guess what makes you so grinny.
So what?
So grinny.
Grinny? What's that?
Oh, it's a word I made up. When you grin all the time, you're grinny.
Oh. You make up your own words often?
Oh, sir. Whenever I can't think of a word, I make one up. I'm clever that way.
Grinny. Huh. Boy, you're a genius. Huh? No fooling.
Yes, I think so, too.
Well, I was going to tell you what happened. It made me feel so grinny. But now, I don't feel so telly.
You don't feel so what, Cecil?
I don't feel so telly.
Telly? What do you mean?
That means I don't think I'll tell you.
Why, there's no such word.
I know it. I made it up. Oh, I'm clever that way.
Oh, Cecil, you say the funniest things.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Cecil, I know why you got off work. I just thought.
Listen, you haven't the faintest idea. Why?
I have, too. And when I didn't come down this morning, you thought I was sick and you got off to come out here and see me. Didn't you?
Guess again.
You're just modest. That's the reason, isn't it?
Well, it might be, but it isn't. Would I be all pepped up if you were sick, huh?
No, that's right. Well, why? What is it, then?
You really want to know?
Yes. It's something nice, I know.
Well, it's a long, long story. Do you want to hear it?
If you say that again, I'll...
Oh, what will you do?
Oh, Cecil, sometimes you make me just want to scream.
Let's hear you scream. Go ahead. Let's have some excitement. Oh, is that a scream? Gee, what a stingy one. All right, stop screaming. You'll scare the neighbors.
All right, I won't scream again.
No, I don't want you to strain a tonsil.
Will you please get the confession started?
Confession? What confession?
Why you are away from work and what you're tickled pink about.
Am I pink? It must be the weather.
Come on in the house, Cecil. Maybe I can find something heavy to hit you with.
Sure, a nice piece of apple pie.
Cecil, shall I make some fudge?
Sure. I'll stand around while you make it and encourage you.
Well, first tell me what exciting happened to you.
Nothing exciting happened to me. I didn't say it did.
Well, something pleasant, then.
Well, it's a long, long story.
Yes, and I want to hear it.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I didn't understand you. I thought you wanted to hear it.
Oh, for a nice soft brick.
And a nice hard-headed person to throw it at.
I know where to find that person without going far.
That's right. Never go too far. Well, Sally, old bean, I did get a big thrill this afternoon. The best luck I've had in a peck of Sundays.
Has it got anything to do with me, Cecil?
Sure. If it hadn't have happened, why, I couldn't be here this afternoon. I'm not going back to the store either. I'm going to take the afternoon off.
Does Uncle Thomas know you're away?
Sure. I asked him if I could get off.
What for?
Well, that's the whole story.
Yes, I know. It's a long, long story, and I want to hear it.
Now, here. Don't take the words right out of my mouth.
Well, keep it closed, then.
Can I talk through my teeth?
Never mind. Don't tell me.
Oh, I see. You're not curio anymore.
I'm not what, Cecil?
Curio. I've started making up some new words.
Well, they're awful.
Thanks. It's a pleasure. I told you once why I was fluttering with joy.
You did not. You've been threatening to every other minute, but you haven't.
Oh, I have, too. When you first asked me, I told you.
Why are you so happy? Tell me.
All right. I told you once before. Because I've got a toothache.
Because you've got a toothache? Oh, Cecil, that's silly.
Silly or not, it's the truth.
But how could a toothache make anyone happy?
Well, it's like this. I've had a toothache. Darn old tooth has been bothering me for the past few days.
Oh, Cecil, I'm sorry. Does it still hurt?
Oh, a little.
And you're glad because it does? That's what makes you hop around?
No. Well, you see, my Aunt Bess made an appointment with the dentist for me this afternoon. And I got off work to go to the dentist, see? Ha-ha!
Cecil, don't slap me. Well, what's funny about that?
Well, I had a toothache, and I was going to the dentist, and when I gathered up my courage and went into the dentist's office, what do you think I found?
A lot of old magazines on the table.
No. The dentist had gone home for the day. Oh, Mammy, what a break! Oh!
Well, what was the matter with the dentist?
He had a toothache, see? So I didn't have to go. Oh, nice! And I've got the whole afternoon off, so here I am.
Oh, of all the silly things to get happy about. Just because you had to go to the dentist and he wasn't in.
Sure.
Goodness, come on in the house and I'll make some fudge so you can have a worse toothache and enjoy yourself. Come on.